Okay, K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on this Saturday night as K-State Saturday concludes with women's tennis as I'm sitting recording on Saturday night, February 7th, 2026. Your very first time on this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest postcast edition of this podcast, news recast. We try to do postcast after every K-State athletic event. Yes, guys. Yes, boys and girls. Yes, after every K-State athletic event, got your cover from football all the way to women's rowing here on this show. Thank you so much for giving us a listen here. And if you like what you're listening, what you're hearing, definitely make sure I would advise you, go ahead, hit that subscribe button, like it, the alarm button, talk about other content daily. Yes, sir, daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Wow. So I'm going to get all of this in. We're on a mission here today. Get everything done and focus on my long run here in the morning in KC Mo. I have that update on the EG3 podcast coming up. I already recorded a bonus episode. Bonus episode earlier. Well, actually, yesterday I recorded that. So that probably be out on tomorrow night after Super Bowl. So obviously, when football is over, everything will resume, right? So there's that. But no, seriously. But yeah, we had to preview up Saturday preview today. Women's tennis kicked everything off. And actually, I got to correct myself here before we get into this winning edition of this podcast. I thought they were here in Manhattan. That makes total sense now. They're in Arkansas currently because they're taking on Arkansas tomorrow. When this comes up, this will be out ahead of their battle with Arkansas on the tennis courts tomorrow morning in Fayetteville, Arkansas there. So there's that. So they play Tulsa down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And again, Arkansas is a word that has been very popular on this podcast because the indoor track and field teams will be down there next weekend for the Tyson Invitational. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the K-State women's tennis team winners today over Tulsa, their first win of the season after just missing beating a top 25 team a week ago in 21st-ranked Clemson at the time. But they win over Tulsa 4-2 in Billingsley Tennis Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And huge note here. This was the first time the Wildcats had beaten Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. You got to go back to not too far, though. And we might have talked about this, though, 2022 there as well. So, so K-State women's tennis team in the win column for the very first time, making K-State Saturday 2-1. Damn, we should be 3-0. You can thank the men's basketball team for that one, but just putting it out there. But Timberwolves tennis team, very impressive. Again, we talked about, I talked a lot, a ton, and we'll continue to probably talk a ton about the youth movement through these athletic teams at K-State, whether that's the women's soccer team. They've been busy already to start the winter and spring semester for them under second-year head coach now, Colleen Corbin. Talked about that. We talked about Jeff Meeting having to get a handle on his young team throughout the season on the women's basketball side. And now we're talking about this women's tennis team who is very, very young there as well. And we went through their roster a couple weeks ago. Again, you missed out on that. You're not familiar with what's going on. This is what's so different about this podcast. We try to talk about everybody. So, we went through that roster last week. So definitely you're new, you're a fresh face to this podcast. Go back and listen to those episodes there as well. So K-State now goes to 1-1, and Tulsa's already played a handful of matches in between 2025 and 26. They dropped the 4-4 there as well. And the Cats came in here. let me see here. 33rd in the nation there. And of course, we got to bring up the Cogmajaw sisters of Marlogo C and Modesty. Their doubles match went unfinished there in the number one spot. We'll get all that results here in just a minute there as well. But we're gonna hear from Jordan Smith first because that's what we're going with first before we get to all the stats here. Jordan Smith, fresh from the rep after this win over Tulsa earlier today in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Quote, really proud of this team win. Our ladies all stepped up for each other to pull this win out today. Credit to Tulsa because they never went away and made us earn everything. Back-to-back matches, we've come out well and won. The doubles point against another solid team. We're definitely getting better in this area. Back off some in the start of singles with our energy, but thankfully that improved, end quote. And of course, tomorrow, Arkansas, the opponent. Actually, I'm going to save that because we're going to go over these results right here. Yeah, we talked about, again, the doubles last year. The weakness of this team last year was the doubles. I've been saying it too much now. You know, I mean, singles, they were right there in it. But when it came to doubles, they got their ass whooped, right? So here, it's been a huge change here after... And this is not even counting the Jayhawk Invitational with three matches in 3 days, right? They've been a lot more competitive. They're able to get wins over some tough opponents in that category. We're going to start with the singles, though, as K-State Women's Tennis knocks off Tulsa earlier today in Fayetteville, Arkansas in the first of two matches this weekend, 4-2. Eddie Greer, the third Pro Project Podcast postcast, rolls on this postcast marathon recap edition, rolls on here as we're going to get this all in here today. So I ain't got to mess around with that in the morning because obviously, as I'm sitting here recording this right now, it is we'll be sitting here at this time, probably late third quarter, something like that, of Super Bowl 60 with the Patriots Seahawks. Football will officially be done for 25-26 tomorrow, which means, obviously, more college stuff, obviously. And then you have baseball, Major League Baseball, right around the corner as well. That means K-State baseball about to hit the diamond this week in Scottsdale, Arizona. But hitting the tennis court down in Arkansas with this win is our K-State women's tennis team. And we'll start with the singles first. The number one seed, Marlogo C. Kosmajov, knocked off Isabella Bassin today in three sets. She had to work for this one. Marlogo C, baby. But I'm starting to say the last name now. But she won in three sets today over her number one opponent of Tulsa in Isabella Bassin, 6-4. 6-2 and 6-3. Yeah, she lost the first set. That's a rarity for Marlogo there, but she battled back and won the next two sets very easily there. Maria, and how about this? Sasha Kozlova, the number two seed, Maria Santos. I'm thinking of the women's, or a former alum of women's golf, Maria Santos there. Kozlova lost in straight sets to Maria Santos. Modesty, her third number three seed match went unfinished. That went three sets. And actually, that see, the 6-6 in the final set, that went unfinished there. That should have, this is my one of pet peeves about tennis. Now, I sort of understand it, but I don't. But it is what it is there as well. So that was an awkward finish to that one. Diana Samoloska wins in straight sets over Alice Baba, 7-5, 6-2, a battle in the first set there. Varvara Brnovic was slotted into the fifth spot today. She lost in three sets to Taylor Wilmot, 6-3, 6-1, and 6-4. Woof, there there as well. And then Chanel Rasmova won her sixth seed matchup over Lithia Nungang, and also in three sets. So yeah, Jordan Smith was right. Man, they had to earn everything today, and this is well deserved by this K-State women's tennis team. There, they pushed Clemson to the limit last week, and they get some get back on Tulsa. But Tulsa made K-State learn everything there as well. But how about the doubles teams? How about this is where I wanted to see improvement, right? The Kosmajov sisters, Marlogo Namada, whipped up. Well, actually, no, this went unfinished because this was 4-3. They were leading 4-3 over Bassin and Wilmot there. And the big one right here, right? 2-3. Kozlova, Rasmova knocked off Carolina Alonso and Maria Santos, 6-3. And then the other doubles point belonged to Varvara Brnovic. And Diana Samoloska knocked off easy win over Aaron McKenzie and left a nun gain 6-1. Damn, that's domination right there. That's what you want to see right there. Your number one didn't finish for what, again, probably because of the clinching point there, somewhere in there in between that. But 2 out of 3, not bad. And it could have been easily, if you go on, that could have been easily a sweep on the double side. So a strong performance from the doubles there. I do like the Kakhmadjov sisters together. Obviously, they're so talented, so you shouldn't break them up, right? That's a no-brainer there. We shouldn't be talking about that. And then the mix-up there, I think this is the first time that Kozlova and Rusmova are together. That kind of rhymes a little bit. I like that. I like that there. And then, of course, Brnovich and Samalov. Yeah, that kind of switched, because I think it was Samalaska and Rusmova were together at one point. I think that was last week. So Jordan Smith made a change in there somewhere, because I'm not, yeah, because I think it was Diana and Chanel was working together to start the season. And now Jordan Smith made a switch in that, and it paid dividends there, and it paid dividends for this win over Tulsa early day in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So back to Jordan Smith. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. What in the world is going on? Eddie Greer III here on this edition of this podcast here on this Saturday night, the night before the Super Bowl 60, February 7th, 2026. Jordan Smith, to quick here about Arkansas, their opponent tomorrow on Super Bowl Sunday, which is going to start at 10. This will come out probably around an hour beforehand. They're ahead of that battle. Quote, quick turnaround tomorrow against Arkansas. They'll be more loud and feisty compared to Tulsa. We just need to stay true to ourselves, and I like our chances. Hey. Yeah, I like that. I like that confidence right now from Coach Smith in his play, in his young team. Remember, I don't think they have seniors on this. I know I did a roster review. I don't think they have seniors on this team. So again, I mean, they got this women's tennis team had a lot of playing chances in the fall. They were busy, and now it's kind of overlooked a little bit because so much happened with the women's volleyball team, obviously getting to the tournament, you know, and all that other stuff. Yeah, women's soccer, obviously, yeah, your fall sports going on, but while that was going on, the women's tennis team was trying to get right. These young girls getting reps, right? And now you're starting to start to see some of these other players, you know what I mean? You're going to get performances from Marlogo and Marta. That's just the bottom line there. Can somebody else win a singles, their singles opponent, right? Diana Samoloska, right? Beating, winning in straight sets, right? A Chanel Rusmova, hanging on in three sets, right? You need somebody else other than those two late, other than the sisters, Kakhmadjov sisters, to do what they need to do. And hey, K-State did it today. 4-2 over Tulsa. Next up, Arkansas next. Yeah, I expect them to be right up there. And if anything, yeah, I expect them to be right up there now. I better not say that. I better not say it. But yeah, I expect them to be hanging tough. This is going to be obviously a tough matchup. But obviously, I just talked about the Clemson matchup. The Clemson was ranked 21st when they played them, right? And hey, with a little bit of here and there, they could have upset Clemson, right? So it'll be fascinating to see what happens. Turn around. This is not the first time that the women's tennis team of K-State has played back-to-back matches. You got to go back to the Jayhawk Invitational. They played three matches in three days. I cannot get my math right today on the show. But it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good match for K-State. It's Arkansas tomorrow. Obviously, I just told y'all the indoor track and field team, They're going to be hunting now, because they're going to be going down there to Arkansas next weekend for their Tyson Invitational. I'm hyped up for that as well. Excited for the women's team, tennis team tomorrow against Arkansas. Of course, we'll have that covered for you here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We get wherever you get your podcast, free and available once again daily. The Wildcat Bus don't stop at 5 on Friday. Mm-mm. We keep the train moving Saturday and Sunday, including right now. Here on this podcast, all things K-State sports. I'll have Alex on this month. We're supposed to get together on Monday night. I pushed it back to Monday night. So, again, the test hasn't happened yet. It's going to have to happen at some point. So, he'll be on this week potentially twice. I'll put that out there for you guys again. If you like what you're hearing right now, go ahead, hit that subscribe button. This is your hub for K-State sports, all things K-State sports. We don't cover two sports. There's plenty of action going around right now. Again, if you go back, just football and what men's basketball have done to this point, they ain't did much, right? And it's no shot at our new coach, Colin Klein, and our new staff. It's not a shot at them. It just calling it what it is. You mean, so there's that. And we know the men's basketball team is struggling to close win opportunities out. We should be sitting here 3-0, sweeping everybody. But that did not happen. In like the last 10 seconds of the TCU game, K-State gave it up. The men's basketball game gave it up. So that's unfortunate because we should be sitting here definitely beating every opponent. But hey, 2-3 isn't that bad, isn't that shabby either. So we'll take our wins when we get them, right? So there's that. But awesome first win for the K-State women's tennis team earlier today as they knock off Tulsa and Fayetteville, Arkansas by a count of 4-2. Next, obviously, is, say it one more time, Arkansas tomorrow morning. That's at 10 Central. And of course, later on, obviously, is Super Bowl 60, obviously. So there's that for y'all as well. And then make sure y'all tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, a student, a resident, a big-time K-State fan, or a not K-State fan about the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Alex in out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from KCMO. Once again, appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. We really appreciate y'all. And I speak for Alex too, for your support for this everyday podcast. I'm going to continue to do what I can and still talk K-State sports on this podcast, baby, here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition, winning postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, K-State 4, Tulsa 2. Go Cats.